This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Cattle ranchers in the West are on guard following the nation's first human case of screwworm, confirmed in Maryland last Sunday in a Central American traveler. The human case of screwworm is heightening vigilance among Montana and Wyoming cattle ranchers. Screwworm is a flesh-eating parasite known to infest cattle. An outbreak of screwworm in U.S. cattle herds could cost American ranchers billions of dollars if an outbreak occurs. The screwworm's scientific name, C. homina vorax, means man-eater in Latin. The Maryland case of New World screwworm in a human being illustrates that the parasite, lacking a favored food source, will infect any animal host that they can. That includes a hapless human just traveling through. The human case in Maryland was found in a patient returning from travel in Central America. The case was diagnosed August 4th. The individual has since recovered, and there is so far no indication of any transmission to humans or other animals. But alerts have gone out across the nation nonetheless to agricultural stakeholders. That includes agriculture and veterinary officials who are encouraging a heightened vigilance across the livestock industry. Mark Isley, former president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and a Wyoming rancher, said, "It really is a horrific critter. Most parasites don't kill their hosts. There's this courtesy thing that I keep you alive, you keep me alive, I don't kill you, that sort of thing. But screwworms don't follow that norm at all. Screwworms are the stuff of a living nightmare. While the parents of screwworms look and behave much like black flies commonly found in the United States, they have a crucial difference. The adult females lay their eggs directly on open wounds or sores, 200 or so at a time. Lacking that, a nasal cavity will do just as well. The larvae that hatch from those eggs aren't at all interested in dead tissue like typical maggots would be. They want living flesh. They burrow down deep into living tissue using sharp mouth hooks, screwing themselves deeper and deeper into their hosts for their suppers. It's from this behavior that they get their name, screwworm. Ultimately, they kill their host. This is a real, live, gruesome pest that could cost the U.S. agricultural industry billions of dollars if the screwworm manages to gain a foothold here again. The screwworm is a tropical and subtropical parasite requiring warm, moist conditions rather than very cold or very dry weather, so some cattle-producing states like Wyoming and Montana may not be in as much danger as more southerly regions like Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico. Geographical barriers like oceans and high mountains also can restrict their natural distribution. In the 1950s, the U.S. Department of Agriculture started an ambitious effort aimed at eradicating screwworm in the U.S. with sterile flies. Each screwworm female only mates once, and if that mating occurs with a sterile male, she cannot produce any viable eggs. The effort was ultimately a huge success in Texas and soon expanded to Mexico, which eradicated the screwworm in the 1970s, then to Central America, which eradicated the screwworm in the early 2000s, pushing the New World screwworm flies all the way back to the Isthmus of Panama. There, the U.S. and Panama have been collaborating to build a kind of biological wall, dumping nearly 15 million sterile flies on that narrow strip of land every week. But somehow the pest breached containment at what's known as the Darien Gap in Panama. Since breaching containment, the pest has moved much more rapidly than expected into Central America and Mexico. It's now about 370 miles from the Texas border. Individually, screwworm flies only travel 12 miles in their month-long lifetime, but they can travel much greater distances while developing inside their hosts, whether livestock, wildlife, or in more rare instances, human beings. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.